Hall Show. I'm your host, Les Hall, also known as Inventor on the Forum. And we have a really fun show planned for you tonight. We're going to start with what you're listening to now, which is The Brick. A brick of Car Plus Strong with a little bullion sequencer thrown in to make the music sound good. And then we're going to play a special preview of the Electric Music Collaboration 2 album. And then we'll get back to this brick, and I'll talk more about that later. Folks in the chat room are cracking me up. Someone says they never heard me talk so fast. I don't know why I'm talking fast. Maybe it's the vodka. Here, let's have some vodka. And some water to go with that. You are listening to a pair of Car Plus Strong boards bolted together, running off of 2 9-volt batteries. One of them is a first run board, a KS7 board, Revision 7, and the second one is a second run board, a KS11 board. Breadboard attached to it with a rubber band holding it in place, and some wires going to the KS11 board. Creating the music, and the 11 board is the origination of the sound, while the 7 board is the resonator. Let's turn the resonator down. So that it acts as if it's not even there. It is not even there. And now we're hearing the KS11 board with the bullion sequencer. I have a BL3207 Bucket Brigade device chip in it. That's the 1024 device. The resonator has a BL3208 chip in it. That's the 2048 device. Both of those are commercially available. Crank up the resonator now. That's the resonator on deep bass there. Thank you. softer feel to it. Back in. I'll just talk while I extract this chip here and put in the obsolete part. I bought these, oh, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago, just because I thought they were cool parts. I didn't have, any idea that I would be using them today. But here I am. Come on, little chip, go in there. Hey, what's wrong with this chip? I've got these great Milmax sockets, machine sockets. They're a little hard to get into, but they're worth it. Because they last forever and they really grip onto the pins really good. Huh. Don't usually have this much trouble putting a chip in. There we go. Finally. Put the old chip away. Well, let me turn it on first, so you can hear it. That's an MM3209 chip. Seven songs for you to listen to. Let's turn off the funky sound generator. The brick is off. Now let's see how the levels are for playing this song. This song is called Let Down, Rough Mix by Telstar. We'll be right back. Down by Telstar Magicus Ferrari, also known as Mark Ferrari. That song is so good, to me at least, that I have 290 plays of it on my iTunes collection. I played it over and over and over. It's a song about mania, and Telstar is no stranger to mania, as am I. So, I can really appreciate that song. Next up, we have Mr. Cold with a song called Jam. When I listened to this song, I said, man, that sounds too scratchy. And he said, yeah, I like the scratchy. Mr. Cold likes the scratchy. Here's some scratchy called Jam by Mr. Cold. We'll be right back. that was some scratchy stuff from Mr. Cold. Oh, I just realized I've got a software button I can turn the mic off during the songs. Duh, wouldn't that be a good idea? So that way you don't have to hear me smoking a cigarette during the show. Should be smoking something else during the show. No, I didn't say that. Alright, next song is by Audiodef. It's called The Wrong People. As usual, Audiodef puts a lot of thought into his lyrics, so you'll enjoy that. And the interesting thing about Audiodef is he is partially deaf. He has a hearing disability, differently abled, and it's clearly differently abled because it gives him a quality to his lyrics that is very David Byrne-ish, as I've heard some people describe it. Kind of a talking head sort of tone to his voice. Give it a listen and you tell me.
To learn to love.
Audio Dev with the wrong people. Very good song, enjoyed it immensely. And sorry folks, I was adjusting things during the song. Adjusting the levels, hope things are okay now. I think my voice is a little too soft. Let me crank it up, turn up my voice. Okay, alright, how's that? Hopefully you can hear me a little better. My setup is so messed up. I'm running off of this Mac Mini, which is great. But I got software. I got to use Line In to get the microphone in. I got to use SoundFlower to route the audio. I got Nicecast. I got iTunes. I got the chat window. I got the switching window to switch myself on and off. And then in hardware, I've got a home-built microphone that I made, and it's got three little thumb wheel potentiometers. See, look, I can pan. Here I am on one side. Here I am on the other side. Now I'm back in the middle. Well, sort of. There we go. There's the middle. Anyway, the next song, song number four on the album, the Electric Music Collaboration album, is Charlie Brown by Glamrock and Les Hall, being myself. And Glamrock is someone who created these lyrics. Posted them to the lyrics thread in Schmooze, and I made a song out of it. It's kind of a sad song, and it reminds us of the tragedies of war and how it affects people's lives. Give it a listen. He's old and bald, sleeps out in the cold. His soul is sold to King Alcohol. Dressed in filthy rags, carrying plastic bags. His hands so shaken that he can't hold his fags. With his swollen feet, he walks the city streets. Around he goes with his big red nose. When it gets dark, he's on a bench down in the park. He doesn't care about what people think. He's not aware of that he stinks. He just sits there like a sphinx and drinks and drinks. In most people's eyes, he can see despise. He ain't that much attractive. Still, he attracts the flies. Those who him despised guess they would be surprised to know that this old fart has got a purple heart. Yes, if they only knew what he's been going through. Way back in World War II, under the red, white, blue, slick fighter planes he flew. He fought for me and you, was the captain of the crew. Over London town, two times shot down, and later on once more, over Singapore. Listed lost at war, in February 44. Then late in 45, he was found alive. He was alive, but barely. He wasn't dead, but nearly. He couldn't hear or speak a sound. Still today, he can't speak clearly. His mental health has broken down. Into the night, when the dark comes creeping, the dreadful fright comes sneaking round. Then he is back where he was found. Behind his bloodshot eyes, there are purple skies. The sun is rising, red and hot as spice. In his nightmare, still he can hear the desperate cries from the poor guys. They picked out five and let the ants eat them alive. Now he's depressed, he can't find rest. Inside his chest, his heart is dead and cold as ice. He's not much blessed, his life's been messed. He surely had to pay the price. To rehabilitate, for that it's much too late, too late. Now he is at the Golden Gate. The moon comes up, the sky goes pink. As the sun begins to sink, he is sitting on the brink. He doesn't care about what people think. He's not aware of that he stinks. Just sits there like a sphinx and drinks and drinks. left to drop. Then he stands up, a bit unsteady because he's drunk, but he is ready now, the sun has sunk. He makes one last toast for those he loved the most, for all those brave that they couldn't save, those that didn't make it home from war, those lost and gone forevermore. Then without hesitation, without fear, he throws himself out in the air. He is falling like a stone, for the last time falling down. For the last time he has flown, his real name shall be unknown. Let's just call him Charlie Brown. Now there is nothing more to say. He ends his life in Frisco Bay. That cricket! That dang cricket! That was the cricket from Electra Music 2009. Some cricket found its way in there. It must have been scared to death of all those people hiding in a corner and chirping like that. And somebody recorded it, I think it was Jez or somebody, and posted it. And I put it in this song. Alright, now Antimon contributed a song called Sand in My Pants. Antimon always has really cool music, so let's hear this one. maple syrup you need. Gamma Breezin' by Carlo Serafini. Sorry for the quick introduction. Carlo is doing microtonal work on his chameleon, which is like this big array of a zillion hexagonal buttons. And he's got a rack mount equipment, a G2, and all kind of stuff he makes his music with. Really cool stuff. And the joke on the album, there is kind of a joke on the album. On the first album, three of the songs didn't really seem to fit. And to be honest, they weren't exactly my favorite songs either. So I put them at the end of the album. And I posted about that, saying that. Well, of course, this was opportunity for all sorts of ribbing and jabbing and so forth from my friends at electromusic.com. So I took a beating on that one. So the guys who gave me the worst of it are going at the end of the album this time. That includes Carlo with Gamma Breezin. And our final song, which is up next, by Dan Minoza and myself, I Am the Storm. And the story behind I Am the Storm is Dan sent me a piece of music that he created, which was really powerful. It was like, it was really cool. And I came up with some lyrics and made a little Chuck vocal processor with some delays and did the lyrics. And then he took that and added more music to it, put some guitar in it, and made it a really cool song. So here it is. Crank it up real loud. A song of vengeance. I am the storm.
Thank you.
Yeah. Dan Minoza and yours truly doing a very special song. We really enjoy that. That song has 157 plays on my iTunes collection now. Now that I played it once more. And we decided to call ourselves something when me and Dan do collaborations, which so far we've only collaborated on one song, but you never know what we're going to do. We're going to call ourselves Hexed. Or how do you pronounce it, Dan? Is it Hexed or Hexed? I don't know. Hexed or Hexed? It's H-E-X-E-D. That's our name of the band. All right. That's the end of the album presentation. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we're about, two-thirds or half or so full on the album. So in the coming months, we'll gather up some more songs and put out the album and then make another one. Make Electric Music Collaboration 3 album. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, the theme of today is two themes. One is the album and the other is the brick. So let me turn the brick on. Exit. Brick, brick, brick. W Monk wants more brick. Jack Hertz wants the brick. So we're going to play the brick. The normal hour of the show is up. However, we have another hour to kill before the next act is on. So, and by the way, the next act, let's find out what that is. There's for 3 weeks now, we've been enjoying Drachi music, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Music from last Thursday tonight on in 1 hour from now, so stay tuned. And in the meantime, for a little while anyway, we're going to be Drachi music. Playing with the brick. Steve, Music Man, is joking around in the chat room. What a wise guy. Hexed is a remedial course for those who failed base 16 math. Well, I didn't fail base 16 math. I did pretty good at that stuff. It's called Boolean Algebra. Oh, and that reminds me of a song. I'll give you another special sneak preview of a song. How does that sound? This is a sneak preview of the one and only song. Last year I had three songs, but this year the time is shorter, so I'm only going to have one song. For the laptop battle performance at EM 2010 at the Electric Music 2010 Conference Festival, which, by the way, I recommend that you attend or tune in to. It's in early to mid-September. Let me see here. Let me open up this song. And I'll speak it for you. I don't sing, but I speak. Ah, here it is. The song is called Logic. Let me turn up the music a little bit. Jack Hurst has asked a question. Can you model the Karpov-Strong algorithm? Oh yes, quite certainly. I have modeled it in Chuck, and it can be modeled in hardware form, in analog, in digital, as well as in software form. And the algorithm was originally developed by Karpov and Strong and published in 1983. And they made a chip. They made a custom chip that the algorithm way back then. Now here we are 27 years later making cool music with it. in honor of George Boole, the creator of Boolean algebra, which is the basis of computer logic. Here we go. Circuit boards, technology, cold, cruel logic, synthesizing music. We are the wielders of chips. They facilitate our joy. Once upon a time, in days of yore, George Boole dreamed up logic oh so pure. We remember his name and we celebrate his creation of thought sprung from his mind. Old George, he wouldn't dream of music made with logic, yet today it has evolved into songs for us to enjoy. He sits up there in heaven looking down upon creation, having made his contribution to society, his great gift. Xor and Nor, bits and bytes they swim around. Bethlehem and other machines, inspired by Stan Mineta. I take a 4040, drive it with an LFO into a cloud of logic, and out come brand new sounds. Bits and bytes they float around, changing, twisting, making sound. Speakers they make pressure waves into our ears. You might think I'm crazy, and yes, that might be true. And I make my technology, and I make tunes for you. Okay, listen to the music. I'll be right back. Okay, hello everybody. Dead air. I'm silent. Oh, I made a big mistake. Sorry everybody, sorry about that. I created some dead air. I guess the show is over, I don't know. Do you want to keep going? Hold on while I chat in the chat room a little bit. Thank you. sorry, so sorry about that. We lost all our listeners. Oh no, we didn't lose all our listeners. There are 12 people. You stayed with me. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for staying with me on the show. Had to get the dough. Door. Thanks, Dan, for making me say dough instead of door. I'm reading the chat while I'm talking at the same time. I should never, ever do that. Okay, I'll tell you what, guys and girls. Tell you what, why don't we do a little question and answer session? I will play with the dials on this here thingamabob, the brick that I created, along with the help of many, many electromusic.com friends. Oh, this is the deep bass mode. Listen to this. I sort of forgot that the music from the hardware comes in on the same channel as the microphone, which is also hardware, goes into the line-in jack, and I shut off the software button that controls the line-in jack, so my apologies, my deep sincere apologies. But you know very well if you're listening to this, that this is amateur radio. And all kinds of crazy things happen. That's life. Deal with it, bro. Deal with it. Okay, how about if we do a little question and answer session where I answer questions about the brick to the people in the chat room. Of course, they won't hear that for 30 seconds later, so it'll be a little minute for before we get questions. Jack Hertz has asked, sounds like some nice frequency foldover. I don't really even know what frequency foldover is. There is feedback going on. The Carpooler Strong algorithm is based on a feedback loop. And I've got two Carpooler Strong circuit boards here. One of them is generating the sound from its feedback loop, being driven by a Boolean sequencer. And then the other one is acting as a resonator, resonating that sound from the first one. Yeah, it's like frequency feedback of some sort.
What?
Records has made a comment. In digital synthesis, it's when frequencies go over the audible range and show up as high frequency feedback. Those tinkly sounds way up. The tinkly sounds are due to switching noise that I'm trying to eliminate. But it makes a pleasant artifact. It's actually a good thing. Jackers has asked you about a sequence of driving things. Most definitely. Turn this down so you can hear me. There is a Boolean sequencer, which is another thing that I sort of reinvented. I discovered it on my own, and then I found out later that it has existed in various forms throughout the decades, since the 70s. And I just kind of embellished it and polished it up and gave it a name and told it to evangelized it to people. And I build them all the time. They're great, great little sequencers. They make complex sequences. Time for more vodka. When I pull out the capacitor, I did that earlier in the show, let's do it again. When I pull out the capacitor on the 555 timer that's creating the source clock. From the chat room, Dan Minoza has asked me to talk about the seminar at EM 2010. We are going to have a Luneta workshop in which you can build your own Boolean sequencer if you like, and we're going to build 4106 oscillators. We're going to build, what else do I have on a piece of paper here? Let me get the piece of paper. Headphone driver with an 1/8-inch jack. A simplified version of the Heterodyne Space Explorer, which is really just a few oscillators put together. And a Boolean sequencer, and I believe that, if I'm not mistaken, that Mate has some great stuff cooked up as well. Mate and I are doing this together. Mate is Electrifier on the forum. And the seminar will be on Saturday in the morning until about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. 4 o'clock, I think. Should be a lot of fun, and everybody's going to get, we put a $48 fee on it. And we had to charge so much because we're going to provide tools and breadboards in addition to all the chips and wire and all sorts of things like potentiometers and resistors and cadmium sulfide cells, light detecting resistors, you know, that's what a cadmium sulfide cell is, and all sorts of jazz like that. I've got them all in just have to fill out the international customs forms. And then I'll probably mail them out Monday. Probably Monday is the day they go out. So, everybody get ready to get your Car Plus Strongboard.
Thank you.
problem with the volume. Are these batteries wearing out already? I bought 7-Eleven batteries. Let me crank this thing up here. Yep. I think the show is over, ladies and gentlemen. The batteries are not working. Let me try the power switch. Yep. I bought 7-Eleven batteries last night. 9-volt 7-Eleven batteries. They're hardly driving any current. And they're already dead. So, I think the show is over. Does anybody in the chat room have any final remarks you'd like me to read for the show? Go ahead and tell me now. Because the music has stopped. The music's over. Wow, I had a lot of fun draining those batteries. Rob Soul, good show, Les. Enjoyed it. Demonoza, curse you, 7-Eleven batteries. I paid $6 for these two 9-volt batteries, and they didn't even last me a day. Oh, yeah, if I shake them, they make noise. Something's not right about that. Something's not right. Yeah, I could go into feedback mode. And get some noise. But that's about it. W Monkey really should get a power supply unit. Yeah, I really should. That would be a smart idea there, W Monk. I think I will. Actually, I've got a really sweet beefy transformer. And one of those little power entry modules. So I'm gonna make a power supply out of that. And Dan says, "Les, go get a free Big Gulp." I'm gonna bring them back their batteries and throw them at them. I know, Jack, I know. Don't buy batteries at 7-Eleven. They're probably a year and a half old. And these are not Duracell batteries, by the way. These are 7-Eleven brand batteries. Super alkaline. I don't know what's so super about them. Oh, it made a little more sound. Makes more sound when I shake it around. Okay, everybody, that's it for the show. In half an hour, we have Drakey music coming up next. I'm going to switch you back to the playlist for the next half an hour because there's nothing else to say. Yes, Music Man, 7-Eleven brand. Super fast empty. Folks in the chat room are really cracking me up. All right, hold on. I'll switch back. All right. Gotta switch myself today. Switching myself off. Go to 8100 alternate playlist. And good night, everybody. Thank you very much for listening to the show. I had a really good time, and we played some great music, and I got to play with the brick. And you got a preview of the laptop battle performance. It was a blast. So, see you next week. Or as they say in radio, see you on the other side.